have watched, we have waited.
In hope. For peace. In joy. With love. Now our redemption draws near.
Hear the word of the Lord from Isaiah 9, 2 through 7. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in the land of deep darkness, on them the light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you with joy as at the harvest. People exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on a day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned for fuel, as far as fuel for a fire. For a child has been born to us, a son is given to us, authority rests on his shoulders, and he's named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and evermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Glory to the God in the highest. Hallelujah. Amen.
I invite you to please stand for the call to worship, and we'll remain standing for the congregational carol. Tonight, old dreams die and new dreams come to life.
The promise is fulfilled. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace.
Hope gives way to joy and prayer to proclamation.
Our candles illuminate our story. Dawn invades midnight. The light of the world has come.
And this light is a light for all, igniting a flame within the soul, warming us from within, radiating love, lighting our lives with the presence of God, come alive in human flesh within us and among us, now and always.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all.
Amen.
Thank you.
Emmanuel, we listen to the story of prophets and angels, young woman and carpenter, shepherd and Magi, and we too come to Bethlehem for a blessing. We are filled with love because you have taken upon yourself our humanity. We are filled with hope because you have offered us your life and light. We are filled with faith because all that is humble and vulnerable in us and in creation becomes holy this night. Our salvation appears in sweet, sacred surprise, and we too respond. Glory to God, and on earth, peace. Amen.
Please be seated.
The first lesson, a reading from Isaiah 40, verses 1 to 2 and 10 to 11, in which the prophet proclaims hope for a future. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep.
In Lord.
lesson, reading from Micah verses 2 through 5a, in which the prophet foretells the birth of the Savior in Bethlehem. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor is brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. If the Assyrians come into our land and tread upon our soil, we will raise against them 7 shepherds and 8 installed as rulers.
Thank you.
The third lesson. A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 through 35, in which the angel Gabriel appears to Mary. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and he said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God."
fourth lesson, a reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, in which Jesus is born, the birth of Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration. It was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. She gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
The Son of God, who comes.
fifth lesson, a reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 to 16, in which angels proclaim Christ's birth and the shepherds go to the manger. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
Just
the sixth lesson. A reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Savior, the birth of new life. Through your tender mercy, a new day has dawned, giving light to us who sit in darkness and dwell in the shadow of death, revealing the path of righteousness and guiding our feet into the way of peace. This child who has been born among us, he is the one with whom you will be well pleased. And he has been born not among the mighty, but the lowly. Not among the ruling, but the ruled. Not among the rich, but the poor. Not among the favored, but the outcast. He is not the Messiah we had expected from you, Lord, but there is the star dancing above the stall, and there is the angelic choir singing overhead, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace." All creation celebrates the sign that has come to the nations, the salvation that has come to the peoples. The night has been broken. How can we doubt? The dawn is here. How can we not view the world in a different light? We have run from the fields to see this thing that has happened. We have seen with our eyes. Help us to understand with our hearts. O God, help us to know the time of our visitation so that when the child become a man, draws near to the place of our habitation, his heart might not be broken, that instead of weeping, he might rejoice, saying, "Now you have learned the things that make for peace." Gracious God, with the confidence of the children of God, we now pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples and now asks us to pray, saying, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." On this very special night, we remember this year, 2018, we remember all the blessings and gifts that this Christ child has bestowed upon us. We remember this great gift given to us by a God who loves us and calls us God's children. With that in mind, we pause to give thanks through our gifts, our tithes, and our offerings, as we come before Jesus Christ and share those gifts that have been given to us with the church.
Thank you.
Please join me in the litany for the light. Let us be still in the darkness of our sacred space and listen to the quiet around us. For even in the quiet, there is the gentle being with others.
Let us feel the warmth of our community, knowing we are not alone. For in the quiet shadow is the glow of life within all.
Let us know in the darkness the gift each candle bears, a small flame, a diminutive light, yet the wondrous gift to kindle another's glow.
Christ our Lord is born. Let us be in awe at this moment as we each take out the flame and the light that envelops this room. As hope for peace and new goodwill fills this night, so may it be. Amen.
I'd like to invite the ushers to please come forward, those that are helping to light the candles. I invite you now to please stand.